You know, what I realized is, I've did a lot of resort hopping, like getting on the monorail and going to different resorts, but I haven't stayed at that many resorts. The reason is, I can't afford it. These resorts are expensive as hell. In Disney World, you know what I'm talking about? Expensive. Cause I thought about it, I was like, man, cause people always say like, man, you always be here, but that's because I got the hookup. It's not because I have any money. I can't afford to stay at these resorts. The only resort I've ever stayed in Disney World was the Grand Floridian. Not a Grand Floridian, jeez. Not that. I wouldn't even want to stay there. Well, yeah, I would. But it wasn't the Grand Floridian. The Polynesian. One time. And it wasn't even me paying for it. It was somebody I knew on a business trip. And they paid for it. And I only stayed for one night. But, yeah, these places are so expensive. And whoever I'm with, most of the time by myself, go resort hopping at least about once a month. It's fun. I find it to be relaxing myself. But, I just thought about it because they said, somebody asked me the other day, I said, they called me and I was like, I'm at the Grand Floridian. And they was like, oh man, how is it? I heard that's pretty expensive. Like, yeah, it's expensive. Like, dang, I know you done moved up in the world. You got a lot of money now. I have a lot of money. How do the rooms look? Hell if I know. I tell them, I don't know how the rooms look, man. I'm in the lobby. What you talking about? I'm like, yeah, I don't know how the rooms look. I'm just walking around outside. Yeah, chilling. I ain't never been in the rooms before. I probably seen pictures like online or something, but I ain't never been in the rooms. Because I can't afford it. Yeah, I can't afford to stay this place. But it's cool, man. I mean, I don't really feel any sort of way about not being able to stay there or in any of the other resorts, like the expensive ones, Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, the Beach Club, Yacht Club. I mean, you know, it's a long list, but nah. My money has to go elsewhere, like bills and stuff. So I really don't know how the rooms look. I've seen pictures. And to be honest with you, the pictures I've seen, I wasn't impressed. I've stayed at regular hotels that have the same type of rooms. Like equivalent. But let me tell you, the difference between, people always say, well, if the rooms aren't that good, why are we paying so much? And I used to ask the same thing. But then I realized it's not the room that you're paying for. You're paying for the outside. You're paying for the activities that go on at the resort. You're paying for pool, you're paying for the restaurants, you're paying for the scenery, you're paying for the lobby, you're paying for you're paying for everything except for the room. That's why it's so expensive. If it was just a basic hotel on the outside, and the rooms looked exactly the same, it wouldn't even be that price at all. So the rooms are not what made the prices jump up. I don't think. This is my opinion. And I haven't seen all the rooms, so I don't know. But I'm just guessing that it's not the rooms that make these resorts bill so expensive. It's the surroundings of the room. The lobby, the restaurants, the pool, the outside, maybe the activities they got going on, stuff like that. It's not actually where you lay your head. That's why, unless you have the money, I would stay somewhere else. Also, another thing you're paying for, you're inside the park. You get to get inside the park early, 30 minutes early, before anybody else, because you stand at a resort. You're there. You don't need a car. You know what I'm saying? You could just roll out of bed and just go downstairs and be on your way. You're already inside the park. You know what I'm saying? So that's another benefit. You can walk everywhere you need to go. That's a big benefit, especially if you're only there for that purpose. If you're there to go other places in Florida, then that's different. Then I would definitely stay off property. Cheaper, way cheaper. But if you have the money and you're there particularly just to go, I mean not particularly, specifically just to go to Disney World, man, stay there if you got the money. Is it worth it? Yes. For the price, I say so. I say it's worth it. I mean, if you got the money, it's worth it, but they have to. Everything has went up so much in price all around the United States. I don't know about all around the world, but I know all around the United States, food, gas, clothes, rent, everything. So with everything going up in price, everything else got to go up in price too. You know what I'm saying? They got to pay the employees. They got to keep everything up. So everything just got to go up in price. It just is what it is. It's disappointing, but it is what it is. And people would say, like, they robbing us, you know what I'm saying? It's too expensive, they robbing us. They not forcing you to be there, you know what I'm saying? Nobody tying your hand behind your back and handcuffing you and bringing you to the resorts. It's your choice. You stay your ass at home or you can go to a cheaper hotel. It's your choice. So, if you have the money, if you've saved up and all that kind of stuff, a whole bunch of ifs, then most definitely it's worth it. I think it is. Do I wish I could stay at one of the resorts? Yeah, I guess. I said I didn't before, but yeah, I guess I wish I could. Because resort hopping is fun in itself, just because you can't enjoy all the amenities of the resorts by resort hopping, but you can enjoy a good amount of them. You know what I'm saying? You could check out the scenery. You know how it looks. You know about the pool. You know about the restaurants. You know about the lobby. You know about any kind of decorations during Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter or whatever. So you're gonna, I would say, with resort hopping, just like I said, I've never stayed at a resort except for one of them. So, in my opinion, I would say you get to enjoy at least 70% of what you would enjoy if you actually stayed at a resort. Because the other 30% is just what comes along with staying in the room, obviously. And I don't know if you get free breakfast. You should. With that amount of money, breakfast should be free. They should bring that shit to you, to your room, and knock on your door and wake you up with a lullaby. I mean, not a lullaby. They should sing. Yeah, they should sing you a lullaby before you go to bed, and they should wake you up with breakfast in bed for the amount of money they're charging. But I don't know if breakfast is free. But that 30% that they get to enjoy, that you wouldn't get to enjoy by just resort hopping, yeah, I would say that's staying in the room, getting in the park early, maybe a free breakfast, and whatever goes on in the evening. Because, like, I think at a Polynesian, they have a little hula dance, and they have something going on for the kids, like, later on in the evening and stuff. I know you are so right. Like, you know, I think the coolest thing about a Polynesian is nightfall to me. When it gets dark outside and everybody comes outside and be out there chilling and they got the tiki torches going and everybody's just hanging out, it just seems so cool and so peaceful. Yeah, it feels like a family reunion with people that's not in your family. And I always say this, every time we go to Disney World, period, nobody, it could be a crowd of 1,000 people and I could walk straight through and ain't nobody paying attention to my ass because they so focused on whatever that they do, they're not paying attention to what I'm doing. They minding their own business. I mean, you can interact with people, and I've never really had anybody act rude with me yet. And I'm not gonna jinx myself or whatever, but nah, I'm talking about like regular people. I done had some rude employees, kind of, but like, nah, just a regular person? Not yet. And I hope it doesn't happen. Because I've seen some fights on YouTube and it's crazy. Fighting about people skipping the line. People fighting because somebody walked in front of the camera when they was taking the picture. Families, a lot of families fighting each other. Damn. Every time it's a thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, most of the fight videos that come out of Disney World are families fighting each other, not people like strangers fighting. And I've seen straight up brawls between two separate families. Like, yeah. Man, go on YouTube and watch. Just put in Disney World fights. And you'll find some. You'll find a lot of them, matter of fact. Large groups of families fighting other large groups of families. I'm not seeing that. But mostly, it's family on family crimes going on. And I don't ever go with nobody usually. I'm by myself, so I ain't gotta worry about fighting nobody in my family, because they not there. And, you know, man, I know myself, so I don't ever knock people like, man, you look so stupid fighting in Disney World. Well, it's like this, man. I never try to judge people, because how you know how you gonna react? If you standing in line, right? And somebody, they don't know you did, and you probably didn't cut in front of somebody, and they come on there and put their hands on you and start cussing you out, what you gonna do? Say, God bless you, and excuse me, let me get behind you. Thank you for calling me all these cuss words and pushing me and kind of shoving me in the face. I appreciate that. Let me move out of the way for you, sir. No, you know what I'm saying? We could be fighting. So I don't judge nobody, because I know I might react the exact same way. I'm small. I don't like to fight. I probably ain't fought in about 20 years. But I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm too small. I ain't about too much talking. I'm about that action, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm about that action. Cause you never know what somebody gonna do to you. People are crazy nowadays. Everywhere. Disney World, outside in the street. Somebody been gonna pull out a knife, cut you, pull out a gun and shot you. So if somebody start getting aggressive with me, I don't know how I'm gonna react. Mainly, let me tell you my first reaction is, most of the time, I'm not a confrontational person. My first reaction, most of the time, unless I'm trapped, is to get away. Is just try to avoid it altogether, because I don't like confrontation. I don't like getting mad. That's why I haven't fought since I was like 9 years old. Because I know how to escape real quickly. But if I'm backed into a corner, what you supposed to do? Get beat up? Now, don't back me into a corner. I'm gonna have to fight back. More than likely, I probably will lose, because I haven't fought in so long. I'm not a fighter. I ain't gonna act like I'm a tough guy. Not at all. I'm not a tough guy. Period. I'm gonna tell you that for sure. But, I'm gonna try to defend myself to the best of my ability. And if you in that little tight-ass line, in Disney World, you know these lines be tight. You be right up on top of each other. You can smell people's breath. That's how close they be with you, especially when it be crowded, like spring break or summertime. People be right there up on you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no getting away. So we might have to find out how good my fighting skills is if you roll up on me. And like I said, thank God, keep praying about it, that I don't never fight for the rest of my life. I don't never want to ever get into a physical altercation for the rest of my life, man. And I plan on living to be about 101. Yeah. That's the plan. 101, 102. Maybe 110. That sounds like a good time to go. But, yeah, maybe, look, on my 90th birthday, I might have to whoop somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? I might have to throw down on my 90th, but until then, I don't want to be getting in tonight. I got a long, long time before that. Yeah, I got about 60 years before I get there. For sure. Dang, I got off subject. Man, I like getting off subject, you know? But anyways, man, my real hobby. Monorail resort hopping doesn't show you everything about a resort, and I know. I had to think about that because people started asking me questions that I couldn't answer. How does the rooms look? How big are the beds? And all this kind of shit like that. I told them, I don't know. They said, man, you be there like once a month or twice a month doing this. And you don't know how the rooms look? Like, no. It kind of made me feel stupid. But then I thought about it, like, man, I have a good time, so you ain't gonna make me feel bad about it. Because when I was younger, like 14, 15, 16, I used to love to go to the mall, just walking around the mall. I like department stores for some reason. And I don't like to be with a crowd, and I'm not there to be cool. Like, some people go to the mall to be seen and pick up girls and all that kind of stuff. I just like the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? I just like being in the mall. I didn't care if anybody saw me. Don't see me. I wasn't there to be seen. I was there to see. Yeah, see? There you go. That's the thing. Yeah, that was my motto. I was not there to be seen. I was there to see. Yeah, same way here. I'm not there to see. I'm not there to be seen. I'm there to see stuff. So I have a great time. It's, to me, resort hopping and just walking around Disney World, period, is the equivalent of when I was younger, walking around the mall, but just 1,000 times better. Yeah, just 1,000 times better. And that's great, man. That's great. When you, whatever you do, you always want to find something. If whatever you enjoy, you're always going to find something that's the equivalent to it, but much, much better than what it was. And that's what I found. That's why I like walking around Disney World and resort hopping and stuff. Still Polynesian. Still my favorite. Yeah, that's still my favorite, man. Nighttime or daytime? Still nighttime, man. Daytime is different, but nighttime is just cool. Because, especially if you get it around town, like around when a lot of people checking in and stuff, it's kind of lame to me, because people aren't, I don't know how to describe it. Let's just say like this, at nighttime, people will settle in, they relax and calm in all the resorts. It's not a whole bunch of hustle and bustle, it's more, we chilling now, we already got our rooms, we just outside. Or we walking around, just hanging out. If you get there in the daytime, people push luggage back and forth, they trying to check in, they rushing, it's a lot of cars. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole bunch of hustle and bustle in the daytime. But if you get there after like 5 or 6, straight chill. Yeah, it's chilling time now. Time to relax, get some dinner, sit down. Let the kids go outside and play. sit by the little beach park, watch the ruffle fireworks. Yeah, relax time. So I say nighttime is always much better. I've realized recently, like in the last 6 months, that nighttime is just better all the way around. Yeah, I like the nighttime. Ever since Thanksgiving, man, I've been addicted to the light. It's kind of scary leaving. Florida ain't the safest place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Look up Florida, man. You'll see Florida is dangerous as hell. It's kind of sketchy leaving. After you leave the park, inside the park, you feel all safe and shit. You drive right out of that park, you, man, you better be ready. It ain't safe after you leave. Traffic is crazy. People are crazy. Yeah. But inside the park, you can have a hell of a time. Just stay close by, man. Get you, yeah. All you gotta do is get an apartment close by. It's not that much travel. If you live real close by, about 5-10 minutes away. Yeah. It's still sketchy, though. Florida is just sketchy in general. I think it's something in the water. I'm not sure.